By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address today, Wednesday. Biden's transition office said he will discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together. On Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, signaling a change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden's comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, and he could reportedly receive his first classified national security briefing Wednesday, today. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials at agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments remove individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's view of a limited government. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders have offered good wishes ahead of his inauguration on January the 20th as the 46th U.S. president. And the West African nation of Niger observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tandja at the age of 82. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence in the second such attack within a week. Military defectors say the strike targeted a military base close to the Syrian Golan Heights area along the border with Israel that had earlier been hit. It's unclear if there were any casualties. Ethiopia's government repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the regional leaders to surrender ends today, Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Amnesty International warned Tuesday that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and can amount to a war crime. More than 40,000 people have reportedly fled into a remote area of Sudan, where local communities and humanitarians have struggled to feed and accommodate them. Britain and France on Tuesday announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December 15th. Macron also said people will be allowed to move between regions from December 24th through 31st, but public gatherings are banned. Meantime, British authorities announced that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with no more than three families allowed to gather over the holiday period. The U.S.-based maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says its guilty plea over its role in the opioid crisis is an essential step to preserve billions of dollars for the settlement it is pursuing in bankruptcy court. Purdue Pharma also said in a statement Tuesday after a hearing in New Jersey that the plea will advance the company's goals of providing financial resources and life-saving medicines to address the opioid crisis. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.